Good. Okay, we're back on track here. We're in the ninth parak. We are, Bez Hashem, going to get to very near the end, and I'll do the last bit Friday night. We've left the world of benching, and so we're dealing with a new kind of brachas, birchas hoda'ah, blessings on praise of Hashem, which are like, you know, things that you see happen from time to time. Okay? So, Mishnah Aleph. Parak test, Mishnah Aleph. Haroah makam shenasa shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. If you see a place that miracles were done for the Jews, we're talking about like the majority of the Jewish people. For example, you see the place where they crossed the Yom Suf, right? The Sea of Reeds. So then, Omer, you make a bracha. You say Baruch Asa Nisim Lavoseinu b'makom hazeh. The Mishnah says you say, blessed is the one that made miracles to our fathers, our forefathers, in this place. Okay, there are words missing in this and all brachas and the whole parak. It really would be Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sh'asa Nisim. Okay, so those words are missing out of the whole way through. We're missing those words. It's like a normal matzbeah, normal phraseology of a blessing. You say, thank God for the miracle. Now, what happens if you had a personal miracle? So it's brought down in Reish of Tess that you make a bracha also. Make a bracha also. So this is for a national miracle, every Jew has to say. But on a private miracle, so then you and all of your descendants, right? Some say just to your grandchildren, but either one, your descendants, have to make a bracha when you go to that place. So you had a car accident, you were saved, you would say a bracha there, and the nusach lebracha, instead of she'asa nisim laboseinu, you'd say she'asa li neis b'makom hazeh, who made a neis for me in this place. And again, your child or grandchild would adjust that. This is l'halacha l'maisa. Reish of Ches. Brought on l'halacha. So there you go. You can go back to the place you had your car accident, and you can make a bracha. Okay? Throughout all of these things, I should point out, these are all, as we'll see later in the Mishnah, it's if you see it from time to time, meaning every 30 days, not if you pass that place to work every day. It's once every 30 days you'd make the new bracha. That applies for the whole parak, essentially. Okay, now the Mishnah continues. If you see a makom, a place, she'ne'ekra mimenu avodah zarah, that idol worship was uprooted from the place, it was removed, it was no longer, the temple was there, now it's gone. So you say, Omer, Baruch She'akar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu. Blessed Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. That was okayer, uprooted, Avodah Zarah, idolatrous practice, or idolatrous things, Me'artzeinu, from our land. This, of course, is applying only in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara in the Zion Amud Beis says, the actual bracha continues on. You finish up, you say, Ukeshem She'ne'akram B'makom Zeh, just like you uprooted it from this place, Te'aker mekol mekomos Yisrael. You should uproot it from every place in Israel, right? And you make a special bracha if this is happening in Israel for the Jews who presumably were sucked into the Avodah Zarah. You say, V'hashev lev ovdehem la'avodecha. And you should return the hearts of those who served this Avodah Zarah to your service to God. That's the bracha. The Gemara adds those words into the bracha. Presumably it's halacha l'maisa. You can ask a tour guide where this, where such places exist. I've actually never seen it done, but I don't.
It's like a church where
church is a problem. I said you before, there's a machlokas in Rishonim if Catholicism is a Avodah Zarah or not.
It's a
big, complex machlokas. But I'm sure there are makomos of Avodah Zarah that were here in Eretz Yisrael that have been uprooted that are. If there is, then there is.
Islam is definitely not.
Islam is definitely not Avodah Zarah. There's a machlokas about Catholicism. Machlokas and Rishonim. Yeah. Okay. Now, new point here. Oh, Bizman Shiroa Osol Prakim. As we said now, this is only when you see it from time to time. The parak is like an interval. And this goes for all the things every 30 days. Okay? Allah Gishamim. Now we're talking a new world here. Now, these are now not places, but now let's call them inspirational events. Allah Gishamim, if you see like.
I apologize.
Mishnah base, and it reads. It is about inspirational events. Sorry. Al Hazikin, on Zikin, the two pshatim, what Zikin are. Rashi learns in the first pshat in the Rav that they're shooting stars, which are actually called a meteor. And it's like a little, you know, it's like the streak across the sky. That's a piece of debris entering the Earth's atmosphere and it makes a streak. And the Rambam, and that's the second pshat in the Rav, learns that they're comets. You say, check your email. You check your email. I sent that little thing, the first of the Paperas L'Chokhma, on what are comets. There you go. You could check your email, and on the website, it'll be there. There you go. This is for the non-email getters. So you make a bracha, and similarly, al hazva'os, on earthquakes, vala barakim, and on lightning, vala ra'amim, and on thunder, vala ruchos, and on like extreme winds. Omer, you make a bracha on them, baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech olam, shekocho ugvuraso mala olam, that his strength and his might fills the world. These are events that are seen by lots of people. They move, they spread across.
I know you don't want to elaborate, so if you don't just say it, but just if you think you can elaborate about winds, we can do so. Because I've never heard that.
Severe winds. You see a hurricane, you see a tornado. Highly unusual, you know, let's call it awe-inspiring wind. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a tornado, but I'm sure it'd be pretty good display of Hashem's might. Right? I mean, you see good old the farm lifting off the ground, that's going to inspire you, I think. That's the Mishnah Berurah brings, that's the point of these brachas, to stand in awe of Hashem. That's the point, to recognize and articulate your awe of Hashem.
Meaning, if you see thunder a lot, if you see or hear thunder or lightning,
I'll get that.
Once every 30 days?
I'll answer. I'll get thunder and lightning, I'll get to in a second. Hold on. Okay, I'll get there in a second. Al haharim, now, if you see mountains, vala gavos, and on like the valleys, what's a mountain? So the Aruch HaShulchan gives two examples. He says either the Pyrenees, those are in right Spain, or Mount Ararat, that's in Turkey. Those are examples of the kind of mountain that should inspire you. A givah, like is a hill or a valley. There's an old question: when does a hill turn into a mountain? But Pyrenees are 3,400 meters high, 11,000 feet high. So there you go, right? Val hayamim, if you see oceans or seas, let's call them seas for a second. Follow in Naharos and on rivers. Again, these are the serious rivers. The Euphrates would cut it. The Aruch HaShulchan gives examples like the Rhine River in Germany or the Volga in Russia. These are big, big rivers. Not the Yarden, I don't think, would cut it. So, yeah. Vala Midbaros, and on a Midbar is like either a desert, Kapshuta, or just any vast, open, desolate place. You make a different bracha. This bracha is Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Osa Maase Bereishis, who does the works of creation. Right? These are things that are also inspiring, but they don't necessarily. Not everyone sees them because it's, you know, you have to be standing in front of that particular thing to see it. First of all, our Gemara that we have has the word Maase not in the Mishnah. If you look in the Gemara, you won't see the Mishnah. The word Maase there, it'll say Baruch Osa Bereishis. So that word's added in. And the Rambam lacks it also, but I think the Pashas we do include it in the Bracha. Osa Maase Bereishis. Second of all, the Gemara seems to say, it asks, well, why can't that Bracha of making Maase Bereishis apply to the other things also? Hashem made the comets and the, right? Also in the, as part of the works of creation. So this bracha should apply to those also. And basically, Rav says, in Achinami, it does. There's a machlokas. So then, do you say two brachas or only one? And the Rashi learns you say two brachas. We are accustomed to only say one bracha, but there's actually a machlokas of poskim, like in the Rishonim, pretty big split. Bottom line is that we only say one bracha, not two. But you could choose either or, says the Shulchan Aruch. You could choose for the first set of, like the Zikin and the Zvaos, the earthquakes, you could either on an earthquake say Shkochu Gvrasim Ala Olam, or you could say Osem Asim Rashis. They asked the question about the lightning and thunder. The custom has become, for whatever reason, but this is how the custom has become, that we make on the lightning bolts, which happens first, we say Osem Asim Rashis, and on the thunder clap, we say Shkochu Gvrasim Mala Olam. That way you can get two brachas in, two different brachas on the events. And as far as events like these, like a lightning storm, this is answering your question, Moshe. If it's a whole new storm, and or it's a whole new tornado for that matter, so then, or it's a whole new mountain, right? Then you wouldn't make the bracha even not within 30 days. It's seeing the same thing again that needs to be at 30-day intervals. So if the storm passes, and then a new storm comes, even the same day, you know, the sky goes blue, and then a new storm rolls in, and the new lightning bolts, you'd say a new bracha on the new lightning bolts. One per storm. Okay, and I guess if you live in London and it rains for the whole month, so then there's only one bracha for the whole month, as if, you know, it doesn't stop. Okay? Fine. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroa es Hayam HaGadol, one who sees the Yam HaGadol, the Machlokas, if this means quantitatively the largest Yam, which is the ocean, that's Rov Mufarshim, but many say it's talking about the most important of the seas, which would be the Mediterranean Sea. Fine. So that's the story. Either of those two. Omer, the bracha is Baruch Sha'asa Es Hayam HaGadol, a special extra bracha because the sea is so important for navigation and for, you know, transport, and so that they make a special bracha. You made the great sea. Okay, that's also Bezman Shiro Solifrach, and if you live in Tel Aviv, you only make this once a month. Not every day you look out of your window. I think you can see it. I don't know. I always thought you can see it through a window. I don't like.
No, because the question is
just. Right.
What's the Yam Okinos?
Ocean. Ocean. Okay. Go to the beach and make this. The pashas, you make this bracha. Oses Yam Agadol. Yeah, I think that you can ask your local rabbi if they like that bracha for the Mediterranean or not. I do, for what it's worth. Okay? Fine.
I only made it once in my life.
Yeah?
When I passed through the Straits of Gibraltar.
Ah.
I saw both of them.
There you go. Well, that's very nice. Very good. There you go. Very clever. Okay. Now, very good. Allah Gishamim, on rain. This isn't that the rain is so powerful, necessarily, but that it's beneficial to you, right? Because you're a farmer. Vala besoros tovos. That's the pashas. There are those who say because you just experience rain, but most say it's you're a farmer and rain is what you need. Vala ala besoros tovos, and in general, good tidings. You make a bracha. You say Boruch hatov ha-metiv. Boruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech ha-olam hatov, the one who is good, va-metiv, and who does good. Okay.
What's
parakim? Parakim again, intervals. So this is going to be 30-day intervals. Yeah. Al shmuos raos. You're about to ask me what about Shechiyanu. We'll get there in a second. Al shmuos raos, and if you get bad tidings, Omer baruch dayan emes. Okay. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, dayan haemes, the true judge. This, of course, if you person, God forbid, gets bad news, and he makes that bracha. Now, Mishnah Gimel is going to address the question of Shechiyanu. Bana bayis chadash, if you built a new house, bakana kelim chadashim, where you bought new kelim, new things. Omer, you say baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam shehechiyanu, and then v'kiyimanu v'kiyanu zman hazeh. I'm missing the words there, which is really a bracha analogous or, you know, parallel to the hatova metiv. The difference is going to be the. I think the more explains if you're the sole beneficiary or if there are other beneficiaries with you. So if you're a sole beneficiary, the bracha would be Shechiyanu, and if you're a beneficiary with others, then you say Hatov to me and a Metiv to others. That's how it'll come across the board. Okay? And the Shechiyanu will apply to any. The Pashas is it's a discretionary bracha, although many say it's a Chiyav, and the Ramah gets angry that people don't make more often. People are afraid to make it. He doesn't like that. But one thing's for sure. So the Ramah is saying if you feel excited about things, you should make Shechiyanu more often. You know, you bought your iPod, you're excited about your iPod, make a Shechiyanu. But the converse is also true, whatever it is that you're excited about. Your new watch and your new suit and your new. But the converse is true if you really don't care about your iPod and your new suit. Like the halach is a new suit, but you just don't care about new suits. And if you just don't even care about your new car because you're just pretty blase about it, then you wouldn't say a bracha. The Shechiyanu bracha has to do with having hargash inside, a feeling inside of you, and expressing that to Hashem. So it's totally subjective to what you're feeling. You know? I once spoke to a rabbi who I asked him about on a boy, on a baby boy, you make a tatova meitiv. On a baby girl, there's a machlokas in the post, what bracha you say on a baby girl. Okay? Why? Not for now. But either way, I wanted to ask the rabbi, I had a girl, so I said, you know, what's with the girl? Do you make a shechiano on the baby girl? So he said, get this. It's a funny answer. He said, well, I didn't make a bracha on any of my kids because I wasn't that excited. So, it may be, I hope it's not true. I hope.
Shmuel Shra is also subjective.
Yeah.
And yet the pre-chadash on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, we must make a pre-chadash, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's because the halach. Because the halach. That's because now we're getting a separate halach. I get you. But anyway, so the point of the story is that if you're not excited, you can't make the bracha. You can't make the bracha. This is not objective standard. Okay, fine. Now a new point here, which is the way in which you make the bracha has to be the same. Mevarach al ra, you make a blessing on a bad thing. Me'ain hat. I'm sorry. For the introduction. Mevarach al ra, you make a bracha on a bad thing, me'ein hatova, even if it has a good side to it. If it's bad now, then you make a bracha dynamis. Like Gemara gives an example, you know, like they tell you your fields were flooded. So they don't say, oh good, well next year I'll have great crops. No, right now everything's ruined. These make the bracha dynamis now. Yep. And similarly, v'al hatova mein hara. And if it's good now, but it's a good chance it's going to go bad later, if you feel excited about it now, then you make the bracha shechiano or tova meitiv now, even though later on it might get bad. Gemara gives an example. You know, a guy finds a hidden treasure in his backyard. He's very excited, even though he knows the authorities will find out and they're going to steal it from him. And right? But in the meantime, he's excited, so he makes the bracha now. The point is, you're excited or not. Yep, fine. Hatzoach l'sha'avar, new thing now. We're saying now prayers about things should happen. So if a person so'ek, that means to cry out in prayer, l'sha'avar, on that which has already happened in the past, harezu, tefillah shav. That's a prayer in vain. Ketzad was an example. Ha'isa ishta mu'uberes, his wife is pregnant, and now we're talking, say, after 40 days, so now the gender of the child has been determined. Va'amar yiratzon shetelet ishti zachar. He says, Hashem, let this be a baby boy. Even though, yes, Hashem could do an ace, yes, it happened with Dina, but like we don't daven like that, says the Pashtus. Raise it to l'shav, that's a tefillah shav, it's a prayer in vain, because we don't daven for miracles. And another example, hayababa derech, you know, you're going along the way, the shama kol tzavacha ba'ir, you hear like crying, you know, crying out in the city, you hear the ambulance going. Va'amar, and you say, yiratzon shleyu elu b'nei vesi. You know, Hashem, let it be, that shouldn't be in my house. I raise it to the shav, because whoever had the heart attack already. It's not, it's too late. They can't out the bank. Okay? Rav Yitzhak Berkowitz told me, everyone seems to be shocked, but he didn't back down, that the halacha is like the Yerushalmi, which is you are allowed to, maybe even you ought to, daven even if it's tefillah shav, which is mind-boggling. You can ask your local rabbi. I think people will be shocked. But example, you took a test, and it's a, this is the exact test. This is how the question came up. You take a multiple choice test. It's like, you know, like it's computerized. Scantron. So what's done is done. You've handed it in. So the test is over. Whatever you got. He said you still should daven for it. Even though it's shavar, it happened already, you still should daven for it. Like, you know, Hashem likes you to daven. That's that. Well, so, like, so what is tefillah shav? You think about it, the gods, you know.
Well, it's like, what about a person that goes to a doctor and the doctor says, you know, something?
Well, that's not inevitable. I mean, that's, if the doctor says, you know, you're sick, it doesn't look good, of course you should still daven. The Gemara in Bracha says, you know, even if, like, you've got the cherev chad, the sword's on your neck, and like it's, you know, it's, you got, still don't give up, keep davening, Hashem could come through for you, right? But that's a little different than like an ace. Like, you know, what hasn't happened hasn't happened. If you're davening, let the person who had the heart attack not be, you know, my family member. Well, whoever it was, that's a little, you know, you're asking to rewrite history. That's called a tefillah shav, but Berkowitz insisted. Yeah, so. So what? Okay, there you go. You can.
Well, is it involved in using the
Hashem's name, like if you're at some...
I think people are so spooked up by Hashem's name. They don't even say Hashem's name is Zmiros anymore, right? Okay, so, they're not, right?
What?
Zmiros. They say, you know, on Friday nights, I'm saying most people... People are afraid of Hashem's name, so I don't think people would say. They'd say Yiratzon. People do. I'm saying people.
That's the difference between a Tfilat Shov and a Tfilat Shein and Tzrifor, a Bracha Shein and Tzrifor. There it's a Shema.
It's a big bag you're opening up of complex. I don't open Shein and Tzrifor, and I'm not talking about. There's a difference between a Bracha Shein and Tzrifor and a Bracha Levatala. But that's not. I'm talking about a Tfilah. And let's say just be Yi Ratzon without God's name. That's what the Mishnah seems to say. Yi Ratzon. Hashem, saying the words, Hashem, let my wife have a baby boy. Maybe that's like I'm putting in my own words here. It's like kind of like making a mockery of tefillah, like it's too late. Who are you joking already?
Yeah, but you don't know what it could be a boy. And it could.
But what's done is done. Yes.
Unless the doctor said, oh, you know, you get a scan, it's a girl. You know,
so Rav Berkowitz would say, scan Shman, you want a boy, daven for a boy, and like, you know, doctors can make mistakes. That's what he would say, right?
The whole 9 months?
I guess. I don't know how far we go.
Ask the same question.
What?
After 30 days.
Yeah, well, I think most say 40 days is done. Yeah. Okay, I'm just, I don't, Rav Berkowitz, I think, is on a branch by himself here. But since he's my Rosh Kolo, yeah, so he says Yerushalmi. Okay, I don't have a watch on me. Okay, good. Okay, Mishnah Dal, and we're going to finish, then we'll do the last Mishnah Bez Hashem tomorrow night. And tomorrow we'll have a Chazar of the whole thing. Anechnes, okay, you have to know one thing. In those days, a Krach, which is a fortified city, you know, we think traveling from city to city, the dangerous place is on the road. But apparently, the local despot who's in charge of the town, that was a real, coming in the city, that's where it got really dangerous. So that's, you have to know that's the shot for this Mishnah. It's coming into the city, the walls, the gates, they could just, you know, do whatever they want to you. The guys with the swords over there, you never know what's going to happen. Okay? So, Anechnes the Krach, a guy who comes into the city, Mispal Shtayim, he has to make two brachas, two prayers, two tefillas. Achas b'chnisaso, you know, one on the way in, like, you know, God, Hashem, please, let me get through this, okay? And also, v'achas b'yitziyaso, and let me get out of here, okay? Right? So you never know, the gates are dangerous. Benaze Omer, Arba. He says, no, you have to make four tefillas. Shtayim b'chnisaso, shtayim b'yitziyaso. Two on the way in and two on the way out. Because you got to say, Hashem, let me get through here safely. And then when you get through, say, Hashem, thank you for getting me through safely. You know, let me be safe in the city. And then again on the way out, right, you are... you say again... Nosan Odala Avar, you say thank you for getting me, you know, for getting me through it, and Vitzoch last level, and let it go good from here. The words are, I wasn't putting those words in yet because the words are seeming out of order with the Pshat. It should say Tzoch last level, like let me get through safe, and then say thank you on the way through. Learn the Gemara, it's a hard read. But the